We're visiting with Waverly head girls basketball coach Ty Piper on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, for you, the basketball season begins tonight. I usually ask, is the team ready? But I'm going to ask, is the coach ready for tonight?
Yeah, I'm very ready. You know, it seems like it's been a long time since we've been back on the floor, and I'm excited to see you know, what the first 2 weeks of practice have accomplished for our girls, and I'm just excited to see our girls get out and compete again, and just enjoy the opportunity to be back and playing basketball.
What have you seen from this group of girls during the first 2 weeks of practices that's been encouraging?
You know, they do a good job of listening. We have a lot of freshmen. We have 7 freshmen out of 13 girls out, and so there's a lot of learning that's taking place, and they're doing a really good job of you know, being good learners and asking questions, and they're really learning how to you know, work hard and compete with each other. So I've been really pleased with that. And then the other thing is, it's just a pretty fun group to be around, and that always makes practice a lot more enjoyable and easier to show up to every day, and when the girls have a smile on their face and they're in a good in a good mind frame, it makes everything go much smoother and just makes it so enjoyable.
We're visiting with Waverly head girls basketball coach Ty Piper on the Area Coach's Corner, and let's talk a little bit about this basketball team. As you mentioned, 7 freshmen out of 13 players out. You do have 2 starters and 3 seniors back. Chloe Mahan and Bonnie Romig are the returning starters. What have you seen from them in practice, and how much are you going to be relying on those 2 players to start the season?
Yeah, they're definitely our 2 leaders. Chloe and Bonnie have both been playing big minutes since they were sophomores, and Bonnie even played some big minutes as a freshman late in the season. So they have the experience that will be very beneficial for our team, especially with as young as we are. Other than those 2, and they have been really good in practice, and we will definitely lean on them, not just for scoring and things like that, but kind of being leaders and showing our younger girls how we do things and pulling them along with them in the games and in practices, and I just couldn't be happier with how they're doing that so far, hopefully they'll continue doing that throughout the season, and then our freshmen and our sophomores will come along and mature a little bit, and they'll become leaders as well.
As far as the younger players, have there been some surprises there?
I coach these girls in junior high as well, so I kind of know what they bring to the table. So surprising, I don't know if we've had any surprises, but we've had 2 or 3 freshmen that have looked really, really good so far at the start of the season. Josie Romig, who's a freshman, she's Bonnie's younger sister. She'll be a starter for us tonight. She's very athletic, and she understands how to play physical, and so she's been doing a real good job. And then Morgan Votes, her sister graduated last year, Kaylin Votes. She is another girl that will probably start for us, and she has done a really nice job as well, coming in and picking up what we're trying to do, and not necessarily picking up where her sister left off, but she certainly is on the right road.
Well, your play begins tonight. You take on NEK, a homeschool team, and then Caraparaville on Friday and Burlingame on Saturday. It's part of a tournament. What is it you're going to be looking for from your girls these first 3 games?
Yeah, I think the first thing we'll look for is just execution. That's what we've really been emphasizing in practice in the first 3 weeks of the season, is just executing both offensively, defensively, transition, both offense and defense. So just making sure that we understand what our assignments are and that we're executing those assignments properly. The next thing that we'll look for is obviously effort, always looking for effort and increasing our effort every single night that we go out and play. And then the third thing is just that quality of are we getting along and are we enjoying what we're doing? Because at the end of the day, basketball is supposed to be fun, and you're supposed to enjoy being around each other and being on a team. And so just making sure that we're all on the same page in terms of why we're here and making sure that we're getting the most out of being here.
Coach Piper, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck this first week of the season, and we look forward to visiting with you again in 2 weeks.
All right, thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
That's Waverly head girls basketball coach Ty Piper on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas and by Stewart Service on KVOE Live and Local.